Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ohio prosecutors will not bring charges against the police officers who shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice in Cleveland in December of 2014. Rice was in a park and holding a toy gun when officers shot him. But here's what Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty had to say this afternoon.
The Supreme Court instructs us to judge an officer's conduct by what he or she knew at the moment, not by what was learned later. We are instructed to ask what a reasonable police officer with the knowledge he had would do in this particular situation. The Supreme Court prohibits second-guessing police tactics with 20/20 hindsight.
Well, joining us now is Walter Madison, attorney for Tamir Rice's father. Mr. Madison, thank you for joining us. But first, let me ask you, what is your reaction to the prosecutor's decision today?
Very disappointed. My disappointment largely Tamir's father and his grandmother. As a counselor at law as well, we often have to help our clients emotionally deal with these legal issues that we often can get caught up into. But these are human beings who lost a 12-year-old child, and the timing of this news during the supposed most joyous and peaceful time of the year is very disturbing.
Now, Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty also said that this was a, quote, perfect storm of errors. And he mentioned that a 911 caller had said that the gun was probably fake and the suspect was probably a juvenile, but that police dispatchers may not have relayed those details to officers. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's real simple. One just does not get the ability to create the danger, then claim to be fearful of it. And that's really what it boils down to. And I think without the average person, not that lawyers are any smarter than anyone else, but the average person may not have the legal phraseology for that concept, but they feel it. And, you know, part of those errors amount to criminal behavior. And we know this not because I say so, but a judge, a longstanding judge in this city and county, has already opined as such when he ruled that there's probable cause for a charge and that these officers should be held. Well, they should have their opportunity at a public trial like any other person who's committed suspected criminal behavior.
Well, let me ask you finally, in the time we have left, the little time we have left, what is next for Tamir Rice's family? What are they going to do?
Well, again, being a counselor at law, my and Attorney Crump's focus at this time is seeing to it that the family is well, emotionally and psychologically, so that we can regroup and figure out what is next. This has never been and never will be about money or a civil suit. It's just an opportunity for people to take some control over a wrong that's been done to them by their family. So, that's ultimately their decision. But as a counselor, again, it's important that people are well with this process.
Well, Walter Madison is the attorney for Tamir Rice's father. Mr. Madison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Here and Now.